Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 688. Next stop, Outpost Discovery, recorded on June 18th, 2019. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Podtacular. I am Duststorm, and I have joining me once again DJ Blue PDX to talk about some Halo Outpost Discovery.
Oh my god, this is so exciting!
It's almost here!
I'm freaking out, I'm not gonna lie.
As of when we're recording this, it's about a little less than 3 weeks away.
A little less? We're less than 2 weeks away. I fly out in less than 2 weeks.
Dang.
So
oversee the final preparations, I guess, huh?
Yep. So much to do, and yet so much awesome to prepare for. I have so many things to just freak out about, and in a good way. Just there's so many awesome things about Outpost Discovery, and now with Mixer's involvement and everything else that's going on, plus the E3 trailer that dropped, it's just lots of fun. So yeah.
Yeah. For anyone who missed the little Mixer stream that they did at E3, they talked a little bit more about Outpost Discovery. They had John Friend and Brian Gerard, otherwise known as Sketch.
And Roby.
And Roby, yeah. Roby One Kenobi was on there as well. And he's actually announced that he's doing a panel as well, which is funny because one of his panels has a little bit of a crossover with one of my panels.
Well, I think that just feeds directly into this. The entire concept that this isn't something that's just created by a corporation. This was created by fans for fans in order to experience this in a new way that hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
So.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what got announced over the course of E3 for those who may not be in the know or may still be just breathtaken by the E3 Infinite reveal.
So while I was at E3, I was actually casting for a whole different game. but from what I understand, we talked about the ring experience was finally released and they were discussing that. And everybody was so confused when they saw that new vehicle that was premiered and released. I believe it's called the Bumblebee. That's the
Honeybee.
The Honeybee. There we go. Bumblebee's the Transformer. Get good, DJ. Come on. Brand recognition. Get good. The Honeybee. People try to figure out how that works out. Well, the Honeybee is our transport vehicle to take attendees through an actual exploratory mission on a ring. And we're going to get to show people the actual, go inside of a ring. And it's going to be amazing. And that's all I'm really going to say about it. It's also a great way for those people who are new to the experience or new to Halo or who maybe fell out of their passionate journey with Halo and get them back into the storyline, catch them up on where we are in the lineage, in the timeline, in canon, and get them back to where Halo Outpost Discovery takes place. And it's an amazing feature. It's an absolutely incredible journey. And I cannot wait to officially go through the final product with my team. And then of course, as time permits, go through it with some of all the fans.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very exciting. I am super, super pumped for it. And I believe I remember hearing Sketch or John Friend saying that it's an 8-meter dome. And for those of us in the U.S., that translates to about 26, 27 feet.
It's a big circle.
Is that as big or close to as big as the Mixer Dome at E3?
I don't know, but I'm going to assume it's similar. Because, yeah, those domes were enormous, and I had a lot of fun standing in the middle of them because my voice would echo everywhere.
Yes. It was cool to watch you in Bravo casting that first day.
Dude, I had so much fun with Andy. We had so much fun casting together. So for those of you who don't know, Bravo was my biggest inspiration for getting into broadcasting and going to broadcasting school, going through all of that process. Then I ended up teaching college on the topic, but to get to cast with him, the last time we cast with the world, like our little world Griffball championships for Griffball Hub back at RTX, I think it's 2015, 16-ish, 16.
Probably 16.
2016, yeah. So Andy and I cast a little bit together, but that was the last time we were actually on a stage together. And now we spent 4 days. Well, actually, it was three, technically, as I spent 1 day with Dreadnought. And we were casting for Hype Zone Live with Mixer for Apex Legends. And for those of you who don't know, Andy is going to be the MC. We have our very own Bravo will be the MC for all of Halo Outpost Discovery. He's going to be in all five cities. He's going to have a microphone. He's going to be leading us off with all of our live event content and our content stage, along with other special performances. And he's going to be hosting a bunch of panels. It's amazing. But yeah, he and I got to kick off our summer tour for Halo Outpost live with Mixer in the Xbox Plaza at the Mixer Dome for E3. Super fun.
Yeah, that's a really cool experience. And there's a lot more things that have been revealed since we talked with you and John Friend last as yeah. well.
Oh, and lots have changed.
I bet. It's ever evolving, if I could steal the Halo term.
It is, truly. It truly is, in a way that is, I mean, it's very organic, but at the same time, it's also mind-boggling in how essential it is to be able to step outside of your comfort zone and really look at different opportunities to resolve situations in a creative way that open up new opportunities for the event and for the experience for the attendees. And when you really wrap all of those together, it creates this beautiful nuance that really truly puts a team on its best foot. And I think that is really one of those aspects that has made it so necessary for us to work so closely together between 343 and Hirschend in order to bring this incredible opportunity to life.
Certainly. It's going to be one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunity type of things. I think there's a lot going for it. There's definitely lots of different entertainment avenues to go.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
And we talked a lot about them in pieces last time that we had you on, but we've learned a little bit more information. Like you mentioned, the Ring Experience, which got kind of its more in-depth debut during E3, but we also have a little more insight into some of the other things, like the laser tag
yep.
being a 20 on, was it 20 on 20?
I believe that is it. It is 20 on 20. It's a 10,000 square foot laser tag arena. So it's enormous. Figure a 10 by 10 bedroom, that's 100 feet. This is 10,000 square feet.
Yeah, that's a lot. That reminds me of, I don't know if I might be dating myself, or I might totally be going over people's head, but Laser Quest is kind of what I'm kind of having my hopes up for, which is a really, really cool laser tag experience. I think it was mostly probably the southwest part of the U.S. I'm not entirely sure, but it's a really cool laser tag experience from what it sounds like.
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely all. I'm excited about it just because I love doing laser tag, especially when I'm up in Seattle, because I'll go up there with like Pro Ace Joker and we'll head down to Virtual Sports mm-hmm. in Tukwila, and just we used to always hang out there whenever I was heading up to Redmond, and that's something that I haven't done with Pro Ace Joker in a while, but he is really good at laser tag, and I'm super excited because hopefully Pro Ace Joker is gonna be joining us in Chicago. So, yeah.
Nice. Very nice. So, I wanted to touch briefly on the behind-the-scenes video that Grim Brother One's been doing, because I don't think any of those were released yet when we talked to you last. And that has a lot to do with the Hall of History, which we both know Jeff is very involved with the lore of Halo, so it's right up his alley.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen a lot of kind of the behind-the-scenes, all the details that are going into the Master Chief, the Elite, the Warthog. What are some of the other things that we might be able to really experience, or for some of the diehard fans, we're going to be some of those little nuanced things within the Hall of History to really look out for?
So I'm going to say this and know that hopefully this is all coming, and I'm not over speaking on this one. I wish John was here now. Hashtag where's John Friend. The using the app that is going to be available soon on iOS and Android devices is going to be essential in framing your experience in the best possible way. There are different barcodes and there are different things you can scan for augmented reality opportunities. And there's also ways of getting achievements by simply finding hidden barcodes in varying different displays around the Hall of History and throughout the event itself. Using the application not only allows you to really truly get that fully immersive experience on your device inside of Outpost, but also allows you to compete with friends, see who's found achievables. If you've got achievements that other people don't have, compare, talk, share, go on that adventure together, engage in the environment, and engage in that world that we're setting up for you so that you can truly immerse yourself inside the canon and inside the universe that is Halo.
That sounds really cool. I think for all of those people that are huge on achievement hunting, that's going to be a hook, line, and sinker for sure.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun.
I will say I am one of those people.
I figured I'd get you with that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll just be walking around. Hopefully, when I'm not doing my panels. I've tallied it up. At this point, I am doing 24 for sure. There might be a dropout in one of them, depending on whether or not a certain person's finances work out for Anaheim. But for sure, 24, possibly 25.
That's awesome. And that's truly amazing. And that's a good example as to how rock solid the community is, because you have gathered and curated a collection of Halo community members from all across the country who are all coming into each of these cities to give their two cents and to really be involved in a community standpoint, from a community standpoint, in a way that is beneficial not only to the conversation that happens about Halo, but also to get involved and help present that content there at these events to new fans, old fans, and fans who've never even experienced Halo before.
Yeah, we're excited. It's also a little overwhelming, but yeah. It's going to be good nonetheless.
If I can cast Apex Legends, you can handle this.
Okay. I appreciate the support.
Notice I didn't say if I can play Apex, because I'm terrible at it. Right. I am, but it's nice to say that I'm actually better at Halo than I am at Apex. So there you go with that.
Hey, there's something, right?
Right? Always. Always. But yep. I also love Halo much more.
There is that. I think anyone listening to this podcast is probably the same way.
Yep.
At least I would assume so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So there's a couple other things that we got a little more, I guess, in-depth look from the trailer. And I know I'm kind of trailing off a little bit, but I wanted to get this and then go back to Grim's thing. But we've got a little bit more of a visual on what the Pelican flight experience is going to be like, what the laser tag is kind of looks like. It's kind of themed a little bit around the Boomco arena that was at San Diego Comic-Con. We have also got a little bit more on the, I guess a little bit more, not too much, but a little bit more on the Covenant Escape Room. And I know that's one of those kind of tightly held secrets by you guys.
It truly is. And I'll explain why. And this is all I'm going to say about this. Both the Pelican training and the Covenant Escape Room is really going to rely on teamwork. It's going to rely on people's ability not only to pay attention to detail, but on their in-depth knowledge of the Halo universe. And really, there's a lot of replayability for these experiences, because if you don't get it the first time, don't worry, get back in line. If you feel like there are other members of your team, other members of your squad that you'd rather have with you, grab them. Go in as a group. Consider this an opportunity to make your fire team count and really get in there and see how far you can get, because the better you do, the longer your experience. And the longer your experience, the better it is.
Yep, it's going to be a crazy weekend.
Yeah. Lots of people attempting lots of things in those rooms, on top of seeing who they can destroy in laser tag, and of course, the one and only opportunity, well, not the one and only opportunity, but the very first opportunity to get directly into one of those forged Halo maps and dive straight in with 3v3v3 Slayer VR.
That sounds amazing. And so I remember seeing awesome. Some of the posts from the 343 folks who did, I guess, a demo of it and seeing them on the ground in the warehouse type of thing.
Yep.
I can't wait to see that. And kind of also can't wait to see the fails too.
Yep, and in that trailer, I mean, we saw some clips of what that looks like inside that actual game. We got some actual live event, live play clips in that new yep. trailer, which is incredible.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, for the laser tag, one of the kind of typical things that you see at laser tag arenas is a scoreboard or a leaderboard for like the day.
Uh-huh.
Or I guess for this case, the weekend.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility?
I am going to say, I'm going to say no comment on that at the moment, and I'm going to let the event surprise you. I can't give away all the secrets. Come on, Dusty.
I know. It's like that community and detective hat.
Yeah.
Gotta switch them back and forth really quick.
When I say that there are all sorts of opportunities to prove your worth and to prove your value as a Spartan and as a Spartan recruit inside Halo Outpost Discovery, trust me, there are multiple opportunities to really prove how well you can compete with your fellow attendees.
That's going to be pretty awesome, yeah. Especially for the diehard Halo fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So going back to Grimm's little behind the scenes videos, I know that's focused a lot on the Hall of History stuff. Are we going to get to see a little more behind the scenes on maybe some of the other things, maybe down the road or after this first year of Outpost Discovery locations? Is there any other opportunity to kind of see, I guess, down the road how the entire experience got put together?
We actually have a lot of plans in process in order to help shed light and really bring the community into the process that goes into making such a gargantuan venture like what we're doing here with Halo Outpost Discovery. And this is just year one. So those plans, of course, are all handled and directed in coordination between Hershen's Marketing and Advertising as well as 343. And as we move forward and get farther into the process, that is something that will be released timely, but that's also part of our marketing strategy. We want to make sure that we're teasing things out in cycle, and we're teasing things out in a way that is continuing to keep the hype on the top of the news cycle. So that information, of course, will be coming out, and you want to make sure you're following at Halo Outpost on Instagram and Twitter for all the latest updates and alerts for Halo Outpost Discovery's tour this summer.
And I'm assuming there's probably going to be lots of stuff coming within the next couple of weeks because, again, it's not that far away.
I would imagine that is going to become a very hot account, and there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out of it.
Yeah. So if you go to the Halo Outpost Discovery website right now, we see that there are some official sponsors now.
Yeah.
And one that caught my eye was the U.S. Air Force. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because Halo being a military shooter game, there's obviously a little bit of relationship between the military, albeit I'm kind of talking about the U.S. military because I live in the U.S., but just military in general and the space cowboy type of thing. So.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that sponsorship and maybe some of the other sponsors that you have?
Sure. The U.S. Air Force is a branch of the U.S. military. They're mostly known for flying planes and intelligence.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I really couldn't answer anything on that. Yes, the U.S. Air Force is one of our sponsors. And to my understanding, there will be a presence there. That is more of a marketplace question that I think would be better expanded on by our head of marketing and our marketplace sales representative, Will Pope. But yes, the Air Force is going to be there. We met with them. I remember meeting with them at several different events. So, yeah.
Very nice.
And then, of course, CLX is providing our PC games. They huge shout out to CLX Gaming. They're amazing. George over there is an absolute rock star. And we are, in fact, going to be able to test out. So if you missed E3, guess what? Your chance to play Halo Reach on PC is not over. It didn't just die with the event. It is going to be touring with us at Halo Outpost Discovery. So make sure you get your tickets now to get a chance to try out that very same E3 demo that we had there on the stage of the Microsoft Theater at E3. It's Halo Reach on PC. It is absolutely brilliant. It's astounding. You were there, Dusty. You got to play it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. And it felt so good on PC. It really did. You got full 4K. I don't necessarily think the monitors were 4K. It was at least, I think, 2K. But it looks super smooth. The controls were nice. Obviously, they're still implementing some of the features. But for the most part, it looked fantastic and it felt great.
And when you tie that in with a powerhouse PC provider like CLX, it's a PC provider that you generally always see at DreamHack. And these guys have amazing machines. And I am excited to try out Halo Reach on PC with CLX. I think it's going to be absolutely tremendous. It's going to be a wonderful thing to do. Of course, Samsung is also on that list. They're providing our monitors. Huge shout out to Samsung. We're getting breathtaking 28-inch 4K monitors that will be coming in from there as well. All of our headsets for the gaming arena, for our console arena, is all being handled by Astro. Of course, much loved Astro also. My channel as DJ Blue PDX, I am sponsored by Astro. So that's also a plus. Super happy for that relationship to have gotten through.
I just used that to pre-order the new A50s.
Also true. Oh my gosh, the new A50s are sick. I've got them upstairs. They're amazing. Oh my gosh. The new base station? Yeah, and anybody who knows, so I DJ with my A50s because they're wireless. But now the new ones are just even that much more amazing. I'm super stoked. So stoked.
Yeah. I'm happy because people are finally going to be able to understand me in lobbies without the microphone being super bad like DJ's probably hearing now. Yeah, apparently the first-gen A50s have a known issue where after a while the microphone quality goes bad, so I'm looking forward to the Gen 2.
There we go. All right, and of course, big shout-out to Dave & Buster's. Dave & Buster's is also jumping on board, and they brought in a whole bunch of Fireteam Ravens. So on top of all the other gaming you're going to get to do, you're also going to get to try out Fireteam Raven, and it's not just the four-person Fireteam Raven. There's also going to be the two.
Nice.
Yeah. So you've got the full squad, the half squad from that brought to you by Dave & Buster's on top of a 200 console gaming arena, including 64 dedicated FFA machines that are going to be divided into two different divisions and two different opportunities a day to test your skills against other players there on site. And you will get a chance to see if you can win a cool swag bag from Halo Outpost Discovery by beating them in a special version of King of the Hill, brought to you by Halo Outpost Discovery, and of course created by Bravo and 343. So, lots of fun.
Safe to say that I don't think you'll find a dull moment being at Outpost.
Unless you're trying to eat something, then it's, you know... and you must eat. Of course, I will say this. We are going to be hitting there in the beginning of July in Orlando.
Yep.
So if there's one piece of advice I could give to people, please stay hydrated. Please stay hydrated. Make sure that you're drinking a lot of water while you're there. It's going to be hot outside, but it's going to be awesome inside.
And comfy shoes.
And what?
And comfy shoes.
Comfy shoes. Yes. Please wear comfy shoes.
Yes. No flip-flops. No flats.
I mean, you can. That's your choice. But it's also your shins and knees that are destroyed. And at my age, I'm definitely not dealing with that anymore.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, for sure. Those are two convention-like.
DJ, why are you 4 inches taller? I don't know. Because I like hot glued and stapled 6 different layers of memory foam onto the bottom of my shoes. Yeah, I've been doing this all summer. I'm prepared.
How many Dr. Scholls can you go through in one outpost? So tell us a little bit more about the marketplace as well, because I know last time that was still kind of being figured out. Has that been a little more fleshed out?
So the marketplace is different in each city. We have a different series of vendors that are going to be showing up in each city to provide not only to showcase what they provide both to the community and for sale, as well as creating experiences for our attendees. You definitely want to check out the marketplace. It is kind of like an expo marketplace, but a little bit different with a little special flavor that we put on it.
So it sounds like this is just kind of one of those things of, you know, you got all the main attractions, obviously, the Ring Experience, Covenant Escape, Combat Deck, Pelican Training, yada, yada, yada. But it sounds like the marketplace is still a place to go check out because there might be little experiences done by other vendors and sponsors and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Absolutely. Other gaming opportunities there. Just lots of different things.
Collectibles. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, collectibles. Yeah.
Right. That's all I had to say. Now you're suddenly like geeked out again, aren't you? I love it.
Why do you do this to me, DJ? Why?
Like, I need to know your safe word. So when I say collectibles, suddenly I can like bring you back down.
Then you can just say panels and that'll just, knock me into that reality of.
That's your safe word.
You had that there at E3 too, although I didn't see you with it. But.
All the chickens. The chickens were with us the whole time. The Mixer Comedy Crew chickens were all in place. And their Twitter is blowing up. It's so much fun because I get to post all the pictures that we take with the Comedy Crew chickens. And of course, all the other Mixer Comedy Crew members from around the world have their chickens. And so whenever we're traveling, we're taking pictures with these chickens. And these pictures are ending up on this Twitter page that has this adventure that's brilliant, and it's a huge journey. Alaska Airlines loves the Mixer Comedy Crew chickens. Every time I'm flying on Alaska, they're always like, hey, you want to check a bit of the picture in the cockpit? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
That's so cool.
It's lots of fun.
That's really cool that they do that.
Yeah, no, they're very great. Well, plus we you know, we love to be able to share our adventures with people who aren't necessarily able to go. I know I have a bunch of fans that through their, we have lots of fans from the charities that we support and from the charities that we as gamers and that we as a platform support. There are all sorts of people who follow these handles and follow these social media accounts who aren't necessarily in a position or a condition where they can travel, where they can actually leave, where some of them are in treatment. So like, and especially with the Children's Heart, the Children's Miracle Network, it is, those hospitals have tons of kids who are gamers. They just aren't necessarily in the health where they can get to these places. So call the chickens. There you go.
There you go. That's cool. What's your favorite thing that you're looking forward to the most for people to experience?
Me stressed out.
What, on main stage or something else?
No. I think the number one thing that I am excited for people to experience, considering how involved they're getting and excited they're getting. So one of the things I definitely want to talk about that we discussed on the Level Up cast right before we left for E3 was the fact that Mixer has announced its partnership here with us at Halo Outpost Discovery. We're going to have 3 full hours of streaming content happening each day live from the content stage. As we open up the day for the first 3 hours, we've got Mixer partners all over the country who are coming into each city. And they are going to be streaming all sorts of different Halo content, from campaign to firefight, you name it. They're going to be jumping in with members of their community, and several of them are actually holding mini cons at our event. I know our streaming coordinator, Nixie, she had already planned to have NixieCon in Chicago. She's got like, I don't know, probably 70 or 80 people coming to NixieCon. Just, tons of people coming. All these different streamers and their communities joining in, getting that opportunity to get on stage and play with their favorite streamer, with their favorite, you know, Mixer partner, and really showing and highlighting that level of community and how involved and how necessary community really is to make a gaming community shine the way the Halo community does. And I think it's augmented so beautifully by Mixer that this is going to be a massive win for everybody. And people from around the world will be able to watch 3 full hours of content. Of course, you can check out the VOD as well.
So that sounds really awesome, for one. And two, you mentioned something that was still kind of an unknown last time as well, which was certain aspects of Outpost being streamed.
Yes.
So you mentioned there's going to be Mixer partners streaming, but is there going to be anything else around Outpost that's going to be streamed, like main stage panels or community panels or other kind of competitive events in the, like the PC arena type area or Xbox arena?
So for year one, that is not part of the plan. Right now, our broadcasting element is going to be those 3 hours of Mixer partners, their communities, and the special guests that are going to be coming on board for those 3-hour segments, because we want to maintain that opportunity for exclusivity for people who are actually coming to the event to really get to experience the amazing panels and the unique content that is being delivered there on site. So for this year, we're not going to be streaming those panels at this point. At least that's not the plan to my understanding so far.
Okay, but people are still free to record their own panels if they want to.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't see that as being a problem. You'd have to check, of course, the terms of service of your tickets and passes, and I would recommend checking with event staff.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
With Bravo being there too, basically the MC of everything, where can we see him in and around Outpost?
You'll always be able to find Bravo located at the content stage. It is in each city. It's going to be in a different place. It is going to be in the main hall there for Orlando, right next to the gaming arena and where the PC gaming opportunity is for Halo Reach on PC with that E3 demo. So you'll be able to check him out there. He's going to bring, of course, his normal charm. It's not even normal. His exceptional charm to this experience and take us through the whole day, each day, in a way that really helps invite all of our attendees to join in and experience the joy that is Halo.
I think for us Halo fans who have known Bravo for a while, from him being community manager and from him casting competitive events and hosting some other streams and tournaments and charities, he fits very well into the position.
And I'm going to say this about something about Bravo that I thought was really interesting that I noticed, well, that he and I both noticed at E3. Normally, he's always casting competitive, which celebrates the victory of the one. And it was really, you know, because you're eliminating other people and you're really dicing out that analytical presentation of the right move, the wrong move, and the outcome to celebrate the final victor of the one champion. Whereas with Hypezone, we were celebrating the championship of as many as possible. And so really being able to help people out and jump in as their advocate, as their cheerleader, as the voice in their head and be able to help them out. Like if they forgot to put up shields and they're in an engagement, it was, Andy would get this smile on her face like, all right, you know, now would be a good time to shield up. And I'm sitting there, there are several times where I'm sitting there tapping on the screen, like just, like, that's a shield. You might want to throw one of those on. Let's go, buddy. Oh, yeah, there we go. Shields up. Let's go. And it was great to see that difference in how he approached casting. And it took about 4.5 minutes for him to shift gears. And getting to see that different smile on his face was awesome because you see, I always see him as this stoic and focused competitive player. And getting to see him goof around and have fun was a joy. That being said, getting to see him at Halo Outpost Discovery inside of his own element in a project that he was around at 343 when it was initially pitched is going to be amazing. I know he is super jazzed and very pumped to get involved in this. He has been working with me for a while now, building out the programming, helping me with the content stage development, and really immersing himself inside the development process on the back end. And I couldn't be happier and more proud to be working with somebody who has such a dedication to the community and also such an incredibly impressive level of professionalism when he's working. So for me, this is a win-win. And I think it's a win-win for the entire community to get to experience Bravo on this level, in this capacity, in his zone where he just gets to have fun.
It's unlike anything we've seen from the side of Bravo.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely. And he's going to have a blast. I'm going to have a blast. We're all going to have a blast.
Yes. And it'll be breathtaking, right?
Yep. Even the chickens are excited.
Very nice. I'm assuming we'll see plenty of chickens at Outpost.
So, yes, I am planning on bringing Fred and Greg, Steve and Carl with me. I now have four.
Okay. Are they all different colors or are they?
Carl is the only blue chicken. He's the cool chicken. Okay. Carl's the blue one. The rest of them are all yellow chickens. Now, granted, we've been seeing a bunch of... Carl was a gift from one of my viewers from Doc Chaos. Big shout out to Doc Chaos over there. He's awesome. One of the members of the Mixer Comedy Crew, one of our mods for Taste and I. And I know the Australians, by the way, on a whole side note, the Australians are super, super stoked for Halo on PC to come out. They are just dying to get their hands on it. We've played Halo 5 together through Forge on PC and absolutely loved it, had a blast with it, but getting to go back in, we want to go through the campaigns together on PC and really get through that adventure collectively. And I think doing so is a great way of bonding a community together. And of course, you don't really get much closer than the Mixer Comedy Crew. We're kind of a super close family, which is awesome. I'm excited to see them in October. I'm going to spend several weeks in Australia with them in October, and I couldn't be more amped about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are very excited. I think now that MCC on Steam is the second most wishlisted item ever.
Not surprising.
I think.
Speaking of wishlisted items, if people want to show up to the convention with rubber chickens that make noise, please do. I will gladly take your gifted chickens. Like, if I have to get another suitcase to bring home a gigantic flock of hundreds of rubber chickens, I will do so. Trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm
going
to distribute those to our fans in Australia and, of course, to as many other people who want them. I'm excited because I feel like we're going to have a whole lot of the Mixer Comedy Crew at PAX Australia, and it's just going to be nothing but rubber chickens throughout the entire convention hall. It's so funny because I can't justify putting them in my suitcase, so I will put them in my backpack, and TSA always stops the belt, backs it back up, and I can see them looking. I the first couple of times I wasn't sure what they were doing, and then they would look at me and look back at the screen and look at me, and I'd wave like, hi, what's up? What's up, guys? And they would push it through and kind of giggle. So now I know what they're looking at. As soon as they go in there, I'm like, yeah, they're rubber chickens. What? They're rubber chickens. Do they make noise? Yeah. They'll stop the belt, pull it off, and That's awesome, dude. That's amazing. And then, of course, they'll put it back in my bag and let it all roll through. In the meantime, I've got like 19 people behind me in line at TSA. And I'm thinking, yeah, this is not awkward at all. And everybody's like, get on the move, buddy. Let's go. I don't care about rubber chickens. Oh, my God. You're making Carl nervous.
I mean, for as much as those TSA agents probably have to go through a boring job, at least you give them a little bit of comedy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
In and their
that's,
day.
That's part of being part of the Mixer comedy crew.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
So,
another thing that was announced, not necessarily at E3, but it was during E3, was the cosplay contest.
Yeah. So the cosplay contest has been a little secret we have been keeping and working on for a while now, because there's a lot of different elements that you have to consider when engaging in a cosplay contest. You really have to consider the opportunity. You have to consider what the rules are and making sure that they are fair to all the potential competitors, to all the potential cosplayers, regardless, and consider the different types of cosplays that can or should be included. And then you've got to make sure that the rule sets are compliant in each state. There's all sorts of different things to consider, but you want to make sure that it is a very fair and engaging opportunity for fans to really show off their skill and their talents with what they fabricate to make these cosplay outfits. And 99% of the time, I'm going to say just 100% of the time, that kind of effort is extraordinary. I don't have that level of creativity. I mean, I'm a creative person, but not like that. You get people like Impact Props, you get people like Beaver Creek, all of these different people who make these breathtaking cosplays. Sarah Campbell from 343, she is always my Cortana. She's my go-to Cortana. And then, of course, we've got Cortana in Texas. So now I've got two Cortanas. Both those Cortanas are going to meet. I think it's going to be great. But Sarah has really, really pioneered this on behalf of the community and made sure that this is going to be carried out in the most exemplary manner. And I am so excited to see all the different types of cosplays, from armor to characters to people from the game, to people from our universe, to characters from other universes, because this isn't just about Halo. Yes, this is Halo Outpost Discovery, but this is also a celebration of gaming culture, if you look at it. If you really think about it, this really is a celebration of gaming culture, because when this game came out 18 years ago, gaming was a whole different landscape at that point. It was an entirely different thing. And now, look at where we've come 18 years later, and we were the final moment for the E3 Xbox briefing, and it was breathtaking. It was gorgeous. And to find out that Halo Outpost Halo Infinite is going to be kicking off with Scarlet. What? So much awesome, so much wow. I just couldn't be, you were both there. We were both there. We freaked out. So even though we already knew this, we still freaked out.
Yes. Yeah. And for those that haven't checked out our previous podcast, because we talked about it for almost 3 hours.
Nice. Awesome.
And I'll be talking about it more next week with more people.
Yep. Absolutely.
And there will be plenty of discussions going here on out. So I did want to touch on one panel, which I've kind of been partnering with you from the Hirsch side and 343. I'm hosting a game show panel with Sketch.
You are. Yes. So, and this is that and this is a lore based panel, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, the game show.
So there will be aspects of it that will be lore. So what we're trying to do is have 40 minutes of a 60 minute panel be kind of more generic game show type stuff. Anyone can participate. And then our last game of the panel will be a lore focused one. So all the Halo nerds that are really into the Halo universe, that's where you really want to stick in for the last part, because that's going to be games, and I'm still kind of putting the final details on this, but Family Feud, which might be called Fire Team Feud or Jeopardy. So a little more of those kind of trivia games will be there, but there will be other games like the Match Game, Password, Pressure Luck for the more generic type of games during the game show panel.
That is awesome. So, and just so we're clear, I am not going to be able to compete or participate in this game show, which is sad because I am working for the event. Now, the flip side is I am one of those Halo lore, quote unquote, nerds. And for anybody who doesn't know this, I started reading the books when I was recovering from my accident, and it was in my downtime. So I kept reading it. When I was in school, I had a little over an hour, 40 minute train ride, and then another 20 minute bus ride to get to the college from my house. So I would read Halo books on my way to and from school. When I was teaching college, I did the exact same thing. If you're not a big reader, that's okay. You don't have to worry about it. These books read like a video game. And that's what brought me in. That's what sucked me in. Otherwise, I don't really have the attention span to read a lot. I got video games and streaming to do. I have events to plan. But these books read that way. And if there's one piece of advice I could give anybody between now and the time that you hit Halo Outpost Discovery, go start with The Fall of Reach and read them in the order that they were published. I know I have some people out there going, no, that's not how you read them. Read them in the order they were released, because just like Marvel movies, there are tie-ins in those books that migrate to the next novel in the series, whether or not the next novel that was released, whether it's part of the series or not, it is part of that adventure. In my opinion, that's how I experienced it. I love it. But read the books, check it out, get some of that firsthand lore knowledge and some of that deeper seated facts, because you don't know what you may be up in the running for to potentially win if you end up getting the right question correct.
Yep.
And it's all about the knowledge.
It is. And it's going to be fantastic. I did talk with Sketch about it during E3, and he was on board with trying to do it. He actually said he wanted to do a game show panel, but then he heard that I was doing it. And then I asked him, well, do you want to be the host and I'll run the tech side of it? And he's like, sure. So I think we're pretty much set to where Sketch will be hosting, similarly to where the match game that was at RTX in 2017, which is where I got the inspiration from
it
originally.
Such a great show too.
It was so great.
That game show was awesome.
It was really cool. And the match game is one of those games where possibly if there are celebrities or 343 folks who happen to drop by the panel, we might just make one of the games the match game, and you'll be able to answer questions and try to match what the developers or what voice actors or what other people that have made Halo possible.
Yep.
Think of that answer.
And this just goes right into, it furthers that notion that a game is only as strong as its community, and the Halo community is worldwide and amazing and huge.
It really is. It really is. And I've also have five other panels, not just the game show, but I have five other topical panels that I will be doing across all the locations at Outpost.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, DJ, there's probably topics on just about anything and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Within.
And I'll be flying, running at breakneck speeds between there and the content stage, the panel room, the content stage, and the gaming arena to make sure that nothing is on fire, everything is fine, and that everybody's happy. So if you see some guy with no hair frantically running around with a rubber chicken in his pocket, that's probably me.
Yeah. If you got a friendly face, you better expect a chicken coming over and squawking at you to give you some life in that face.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So there we go.
It's going to be a great weekend, which for whichever location that you're going to, it's going to be a great weekend.
Yep. And I'm excited because at E3, so one of the things I'm excited for that's not directly a Halo Outpost for Discovery related, but I, of course, have always been a big Harry Potter fan. So I went to Universal Studios in Hollywood the Monday before E3, got one of the interactive wands, and I'm so excited because the day after Outpost in Orlando, I'm going to be going to Universal Studios again, but I'm doing the Orlando run, which is different, and the Universal Studios in Orlando is different than Universal Studios in Hollywood, so I'm excited to go back there and do that. I think it's going to be a great experience, and I'm going to get to practice magic. Super fun. I'm a nerd. Shut up.
I think most of us here are nerds.
Yeah.
I think we all fit into that category.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
I'm sure it's going to be. I'm super excited for this. Super pumped. And there's not enough days left to feel like I get everything done.
Trust me. No. I'm watching as I've got my laptop on silent, and I'm watching as the emails are still pouring in for things that I have got to do today. My first meeting this morning was at 8 a.m. and.
Dang.
I've still got two more, I think. And it's 8 o'clock in the evening.
Okay. Well, I've almost had you for an hour, so I guess I'll go ahead and start wrapping things up. But thank you so much for taking time to give us an update on where Outpost is. Yeah, obviously, in 16 days or so, something like that. We'll be in Orlando.
Yep.
I'll be flying there. You'll already be there. At some point, we will probably do another podcast again to give our overall take of Outpost. But for the time being, I hope this gives everyone an opportunity to get a little more excited about Outpost, give you a little bit more of an inside scoop of what's going on from DJ, who's a great community member and a wonderful friend.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. And hope to get to see a lot of happy faces at Outpost.
Absolutely. And don't forget, for more information on Halo Outpost Discovery and how you can get involved, check them out by going to our website at halooutpostdiscovery.com. You can also follow us on social media. That's at Halo Outpost on Instagram and Twitter. If you'd like to find me, I'm DJ Blue PDX. You can catch me on Mixer at mixer.com/DJBluePDX or live on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at DJ Blue PDX.
And I believe tickets are still available for all locations, although there are some VIP tickets that have sold out. Yeah. And a couple other maybe general days that have sold out already.
And if you can't get a 3-day VIP, that's okay. Pick up a single day VIP, you'll still get the access to the swag bag. You just won't have you'll only have access to the spare hours on that day. But I know a lot of people who are mixing and matching on their days because there's other things that may be conflicting. So definitely grab the ticket for the day that you want to go. But don't forget, if you have a VIP, not only do you get an amazing swag bag that includes everything from Game Pass Ultimate to potential Funko Pop stuff, you are also getting in an hour early and you can stay an hour late. So there's no lines. You can run through all of those amazing experiences that we talked about earlier in the show. And you can do it with other members of VIP. And who knows, there may be people from the show like Dusty or me who'll go through there with you.
Yeah. 5 extra hours is
yep,
quite the thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to this special episode. Thank you, DJ, for all the hard work that you're doing. We cannot wait to see what you've been working on in Orlando and all the team at Hershend and 343. Can't wait to see everyone there. Can't wait to see all the Halo fans, all the devs, and everyone who's been a part of the Halo franchise and community. It's going to be an awesome summer. Absolutely. Hopefully, it won't be the only summer.
Yep, that's true. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you on our next episode. Keep on fragging them trucks.
Bye, everybody.